You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the revelation by Channel 4 News of the Trump campaign's 2016 operation to deter potential Hillary Clinton voters. This is something that's long been rumored, but it actually looks like now we have their receipts. Channel 4 has acquired a large database that it says, believably, is the Trump campaign's voter targeting database. And what's so interesting, voters are put into 8 categories, one of which is deter. What's so interesting is that many of the voters they wanted to deter were black voters. They wanted to get black voters to stay at home, not to vote for Trump, but also not to vote for Hillary. The first details of this were reported in Bloomberg back 4 years ago, but now we have much more. I'm not interested in this as much from a political perspective, and I'm not surprised the Trump campaign did it. What I'm interested in is what it means for the future of elections. A theory that I've been told is that many people in politics think it might actually be cheaper to run campaigns to get people to stay at home than to run campaigns to get out the vote. If you can compile all the demographic information you can get from Facebook, all the targeting information, all the location information, all of the millions of data points that Facebook has, if you can use that to identify people who are weak supporters of your opponent, maybe you can tip them into not going to the polls. And maybe that's cheaper, and maybe that's easier than getting the undecided voters to come out for you. And if that's true, and if it holds over time, we can end up with really dark campaigns where everybody's not trying to gin up enthusiasm for their candidate, but trying to make supporters of the opponent become less enthusiastic. That's a dim, dismal future for American electoral politics, but it's quite possible that social media targeting works that way. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.